Elena Archibald is the Operations Director of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, thank you very much for joining us on the line here today, talking about the Northern Women in Agriculture Conference that's right around the corner next Thursday and Friday. How goes final preparations for it?
It's coming along. Honestly, this conference is so fun. We have so much fun putting it on and arranging everything. It hardly feels like work, but we're really looking forward to it.
Who's speaking?
This year we have six speakers lined up. We've got quite an array of women coming from sort of all walks of life throughout agriculture. Two of them are authors. We've got a vet coming. We have Brittany Jacob. She and her husband were just awarded the Alberta Farm Family of the Year Award. And then we also have two other wonderful ladies who are coming to share their knowledge and tell us about their life. And then on the second day, on the 20th, we have two workshops happening as well. So there's lots to take in.
How much is this a chance to network?
Oh, there's lots of opportunity. We try to build several breaks in. So on the 19th, we have three different breaks. There's also a curated vendor booth fair happening, so that gives all the attendees an opportunity to do a little bit of shopping, chat with some of their neighbors, and then, of course, we work in a couple fun games as well to meet some new people.
Backpedaling a little bit here, Elena, you mentioned Brittany Jacob with Modern Pioneering in her speech. She was just awarded a Farm Family of the Year in the Peace Region. How good is this to say, hey, we're finally getting recognized here, the women are finally getting recognized in the agriculture industry?
Oh, I think it's huge. And, you know, they haven't really been at it this long. Brittany was a speaker at our very first Women in Ag, so we're really excited to have her back. They just started farming in 2018. Prior to that, her and her husband lived in town, and they've built a really booming business out in the Saddle Hills country. So they're doing a really great thing for women in ag.
In your opinion here, Elena, is it a little bit of a tougher approach this year, not necessarily with the conference, but the agriculture industry, especially with the fact that we started off with drought and we ended up with a whole bunch of snow?
Yeah, it's different, hey? It's something that we haven't had to deal with in a couple of years, but for the most part, all the farmers and producers that I'm speaking to are very happy about the snow. They'd love to see twice as much. And it's always a challenge hosting events. You know, some people are calving this time of year. We have some early calvers that just can't get away, unfortunately. But overall, I think we're on track for another really great event.
Tickets available for it?
Yeah, we are down to the last 10. So if anybody's interested in attending, they are pre-sale only. We don't sell tickets at the door, and we've only got 10 left. So they are available on our website, which is peacecountrybeef.ca.
The third annual Northern Women in Agriculture Conference set for February 19th and 20th, the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview. Elena, I ask, how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's like, on our side of things, it's like 16-hour days of just chaos, but we love it, and it's kind of my baby. I really look forward to this event every year, so I can't wait to bring it back again.
Just out of curiosity, in future, maybe not too long from now, is Sprout going to be a keynote speaker?
Maybe. He's got to work on his public speaking skills still.
Elena, I appreciate this. Thank you very much. Elena Archibald is the Operations Director of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.